You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Class is in session. Welcome in to the draft seminar presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, joined as always by John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. And we're talking about somebody we have been just waiting to talk about, and that is Rondale Moore, a highly explosive but also controversial prospect here in the 2021 class. John, I know you're excited to dig in.
I am, and you and I had a long discussion last year about Rondale Moore on our Devy seminar, I think around July. And you and I in general were a little bit lower on him than consensus. And right now, I see a lot of different opinions on Rondale Moore. There are people on Twitter who are shouting from the mountaintop that he's their number one prospect. I've seen that. Then I've seen from the national media him as low as number 8 or 9. I tend to be in the middle. I have him at number 6. I like Rondale Moore. But the one thing I have to say, if you're drafting this young man, you better understand the player that you are getting. You really have to understand how to use him to maximize his skill set, in my opinion. I'll never forget his freshman year in 2018. Man, I'm going to talk about that in a second, but what a great year. In high school, he was a four-star recruit, and he ends up with the Boilermakers. In 2017 in high school, he was U.S. Army All-American Bowl and Gatorade Kentucky Player of the Year. So he walks onto the Boilermaker campus with a pretty impressive resume, and diehard Devy players or hardcore draft Knicks, high school, you know, people who love to scout the high school community, we kind of knew who Rondale Moore was, but he exceeded anything I could have thought of as a true freshman. And this is where I think the love affair starts, because the breakout age is so incredible. He was first team All-American by the AP, the Football Writers Association of America, ESPN, and Sports Illustrated. All as a true freshman. He was the Big Ten Receiver of the Year and Big Ten Freshman of the Year. Just phenomenal, Matt. He established school records for all-purpose yards with 2,215 and all-purpose yards in a game with 313. And I believe that was the first game he ever played. I think it was on a Thursday or Friday night. And I remember watching him on, I think it was ESPN, and he was just electric that night as a true freshman. He tied the school record for most 100-yard receiving games with 7. So you're talking about a year for the ages. I mean, very few freshmen. In my book, it's up there with Herschel Walker. And for those of us who are old, Herschel Walker's freshman year at Georgia, I had never seen anything like it. This is back in the early 80s. And he ends up playing Dan Marino's Pittsburgh Panthers in the Sugar Bowl. What a great game. So that was unbelievable. Rondale Moore had that type of freshman season. 2019, remember, he basically played 2 full games. Then he got hurt. And he ended up playing like 2 other games. He suited up, but he didn't have a good freshman, a sophomore season. But he was academic all Big Ten. And this year, tough season for the entire nation. The Big Ten kicked off late. Rondale Moore wasn't sure if he was going to play. He only started 4 games. And I do think he played to show the NFL who he was. Because if you remember, that opening game, he didn't play the Boilermakers' first game. I think he played their 2nd or 3rd game, and he had like 17 targets. When the season was over, he had 29 receptions for 387 yards and 2 touchdowns. He only played in 3 games this year. 35 receptions, 271 yards, and 1 touchdown. Sorry, the numbers I said before was for his 2019 season. So the last 2 years were not combined as productive as his freshman year. That was a long time ago now. Rondell Moore has great skills. But one thing, I had watched a lot of Boilermakers, and I thought they peppered him with a lot of design plays specifically for him. And then, I wish I remembered the name, because this was about a month ago. Someone actually put a chart on Twitter of where his receptions were on the field, Matt. Like 90% of his catches were within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage, and a lot of them were within 5 yards and behind the line of scrimmage. The Boilermakers manufactured plays for Rondell Moore. He's going to be good in the NFL, but you better know what you're drafting. Matt, what does your film breakdown say?
Absolutely. So when you look at the film, John, the speed has to be the starting place here. Absolute burner, game-changing speed. He's got quickness in space, but he's a straight-line burner. It's fantastic. Yards after catch ability here. He's very elusive in open space. He can break off big runs. He's got good field vision. He's comfortable with the ball in his hands. Athleticism also earns an 88 here. He's very twitchy player. He's got sharp, quick body movements. He moves really well in tight spaces, just as much as he does in the open field. And although he's a little bit undersized in terms of height, I imagine that he has a high vertical ability in testing because it certainly shows up on tape. And he's got good hands, John. Consistent hands, nice ball tracking. It comes through really well on his tape. So, John, why don't we go ahead and actually flip on his tape? I have a fantasy football projection here of a weekly starter.
Let's go, my man.
All right, absolutely here. So as we flip on the tape provided by Brandon Lejeune, Devi Deep Dive on Twitter, as always.
Whoa! Ohio State!
Look at that yards after catch ability here. He's going downfield. He's breaking tackles against Ohio State. We're going to see the straight line speed there in the ball tracking. Great balance to stay on his feet, John, and extend this play.
Absolutely. He fights for every yard. Now, we are seeing him run his deep outs here, and these are not normal. But when he does do it, he can be productive. But that's absolutely not his career.
Absolutely. And you can see that's more of his career, this drag route under the middle here. But he extends the play for 95% of receivers. That's a 2 yard gain, 3 yard play. And he makes it a 30 yard play. And then again, the breakaway speed, John, if he gets to the second level of the field and he can see the end zone, he's going to reach the end zone.
Absolutely. Here's a jet sweep. So we do see him with the ball in his hands. And look at that vision, his cutback. Look at that. He's able to get down the field. But in the NFL, those safeties are going to wrap quicker. The corners are going to wrap faster. So you're not going to get as many of these after the catch yards, I believe, out of Rondell Moore. Here we go. Another jet sweep.
And you're going to see here when he's running routes, he's crisp in and out of his routes. But, John, the drag routes, the out routes especially, that's where he's getting 90% of his production. So that's really what we're looking at. But when given the opportunity to go up and make this contested catch, he puts his body in a good spot, and he gets just enough separation there to make him an end zone threat as well.
And yes, and look at here, he's got the jet sweep in the red zone. That was a very nice run in tight spaces. Hey, I have no question about his ability to be a productive NFL player, and I like your a fantasy outlook, a weekly starter. I agree with you. I just wonder what the ceiling is. Can he really be more than a Golden Tate? And I loved Golden Tate as a fantasy football asset. So I see that. But if you're talking about the number one wide receiver in the rookie class, I need, at least the ceiling of AJ Green. We're not always going to get it, but that's what I want to see. I don't think Rondell Moore has that. When I put him in my model, it does like him, but there is one statistic that pops out that shows you the red flag, Matt. That yards per reception, 10.8. We saw the ceiling plays, his spectacular run after the catch, his ability at times to run a deep pattern and get open downfield. But that is not the norm. You mentioned it. 90% of his catches are really within the line of scrimmage. And that yards per reception tells you that there were oftentimes he was tackled. And in the NFL, they're going to wrap faster and they're going to tackle better. So that is a little bit of a red flag. So when I say a guy's a first-round draft pick, to me, in my book, I've got to be high. I got to get those Jalen Waddle, Jamar Chase type numbers, explosive numbers. Rondell Moore can do it, but his career does not show us that he can do it on a consistent basis. 178 receptions, my model likes. The receiving yards is a product of the yards per reception. 17 touchdowns. Now, to understand how good he was, I had to go back to my model. I went to 2018. His catch percentage was 71%. His team aerial dominator was 31%. He missed a lot of time the last two seasons, Matt. Also, David Bell rose. We're going to talk about him in this offseason. But David Bell rose at Purdue as a legitimate star. So you got to go back to get those dominant numbers. So we are looking at a player who had his best season 2 years ago. You mentioned it, 5'9", 180 pounds. But he does play bigger and tougher than that. And you mentioned that lateral quickness and his contact balance. He looks like a running back at times, bouncing off of people. I just think fantasy players and NFL teams, you have to know what you're drafting. Love him in the dynasty second round of a draft. I'm not going to overpay for Rondell Moore. I have a second round grade in the NFL, and he's my sixth-ranked wide receiver going into the draft.
All right, there you have it. You can put those pencils down. This session is over. Please make sure to subscribe, whether you're listening on your favorite podcast provider or watching on YouTube. Give the video a thumbs up if you are watching.